Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Aziz Fuqua.
And now presenting Dr. Caroline's groundbreaking works, Keys to the Kingdom.
Question. What about this new world where women have to put on a suit and go to work? You made that thesis up. You're working because you're scared not to. Scared that there's no God. Scared that you won't be taken care of. You're afraid that you cannot stand here and just serve because you have too many needs and too many wants. You made it up, and now you're creating that as reality that you have to live out of. Question. Is it a good thing that women are using more of their masculine side? Only if they truly see that to use the masculine and feminine in any lifetime is intelligent. If they're doing it because they think the masculine position is better, if they're saying, let me do that because it looks like a better way to be safe, then they're back to square one. Question. What is to be learned from marriage in the longevity of a relationship? There's nothing in the longevity of it, just in the commitment of it, in the opportunity it creates. When it gets uncomfortable, you have to deal. Question. Is it spirit to spirit when people are really attracted to each other? When you're in the presence of someone who's there for you for the next step, his or her soul actually speaks to you. If you're lonely, your body or your ego may speak to you. It depends on which call you're answering. Your ego creates by going out in the world and finding that one person who will agree with your negative programming. So if you believe that men beat you, your ego will find someone to bring to you that will beat you, and you'll be attracted to him. You'll find out 3 months later that he'll beat you. That's created from an ego level and a need to be right about how relationships are. You create from that level. If you align yourself with the will of God, you can create based on your heart seed atom. It knows what's next, and it brings to you what's next for your highest good. Question. When you're attracted to someone or something, how do you know when it's spirit and when it's the ego? Whenever there's a because attached to it, it's ego. When there's no juice for your ego, it's not because he's cute or rich or anything, it's spirit. When it's spirit, you'll hear people say, I don't know what this is about. It makes no sense. The ego always knows why and always has a list of those things. And when he loses his job or gains weight or doesn't have a red car, you can't remember what you saw in him. You have to understand the whole notion of praying for something. You say, God help me, and then something shows up, and you say, this isn't what I want. That's saying, I have no faith in my higher self, in God. I prayed, and this showed up. Instead, you should be saying, this has to be the answer, because this is what showed up. No prayer is ever returned void. Whatever goes out of you comes back fulfilled. That is the power of the word. That is the law. It's immutable. There's no such thing as unanswered prayer. If you pray for something, the first person who shows up will be the answer, or at least it will be the doorway that answer is going to come through. So instead of saying, no, I wanted something wonderful, you have to say, how is this going to be wonderful? How is this going to lead me to what I prayed for? Pray for joy, and everything that shows up is a way to it. When you say, I want to serve, then the next thing that comes up, serve. When you say, I want to love, love the next person who shows up. Love them whatever they do. You have to display some kind of trust that everything that comes to you is from spirit. Want what comes instead of what you think you want. You don't have to go looking. All you have to do is just look up. Question. In relationships, How do you know when to stay and work it out and when to go? When you've worked out what spirit wants you to get, then you can't stay. There's no magnet there. You have to be unhealed to stay in an unhealed relationship. The minute you get healed, an unhealed person cannot be in your space. Only what vibrates at the same level can occupy a space. As soon as you turn the light on, anyone who's standing in the dark cannot be there. That's why you will stay a mess, even if you know better, to keep a person. You stay a mess just to get him to stay. The minute your awareness goes to, this is crazy, your subconscious base will kick him out. Question: what is the point of romance? It gets you to play the game.